Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
He's here. Uncle Dougie, Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the organic gardener, 866-391-1020. Got a great guest coming up. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But we always begin by giving you the opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate from the folks at Sorgles, 412-922-1020. I think you come in here psychologically work on me to throw me off my game. Then you start throwing all these haymakers at me. What he has just explained to me in the last 5 minutes, I thought I had a rough week. You had a crazy week.
Oh, man.
I fall in and I can't get up.
Yeah, I went to that Steelers game. Guy knocked me down onto the pavement. Whether he knocked me down or I fell down because I'm old, I don't know. But then just a couple days ago, I tripped over a curb and fell right on my right on the pavement. You know, first thing Rob said, "What happened to your eye?" Well,
you're okay though, right?
Brain working good.
But here's the other thing. And, you know, I got to tell you, we're all young at heart. Ace Frehley dying this week is another chapter from our life.
Well, definitely from mine. I saw Kiss twice in 1976. They came around two times. And, you know, people hate Kiss because of the makeup and everything. But there's a group of people like my age that love him, and Ace Frehley was a phenomenal guitar player. I mean, he's a guitar hero for a lot of people. If you scroll Instagram and Facebook, you'll see a lot of Ace on there, a lot of love for Ace, which he was a guitar hero. He was a great guitar player, funny dude too.
Here's what happens, and I try to do stuff on social media out of respect because they have a legacy, a body of work, and when you get thousands of views, that just kind of tells you that there's a lot of people that love Ace Frehley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was phenomenal. Just a great guitar player.
Tell him the Ozzy Black Sabbath story.
Yeah, I heard that story that early on Kiss opened for Sabbath. And there's, you know, Black Sabbath backstage, they're seeing all these, like, fire-breathing and fireworks, and they never saw anything like that before. That was the one of the changes that, like, a band like Kiss brought into this. But they weren't taken seriously because of the makeup. And it's actually kind of similar to an Elton John situation in the 70s. You know, he had the hits, but the duck costumes and all that and the big glass and everything, there was something that faded away. But with Kiss, it persisted. And he was a founding member of the band, but yeah, they got kicked off the Sabbath tour because they're just like, after they saw that, they didn't know how they were going to follow it. And that's Black Sabbath at their peak.
Mm-hmm. Even though Kiss really hasn't been ever put in the category of the greatest rock musicians, Ace Frehley was a good musician.
Phenomenal guitar player. You look at all the guitar players that are posting, they're like, Ace was my inspiration, you know, and that came out. I remember when the guitar magazines of the time, like in the 90s, were looking back, and everyone was, you know, all these guitar players that were coming up, they were talking about Ace and how his playing style inspired him.
Last thing, and then we'll let you get to your show. So Annette Bening, who I'm a big fan of, married to Warren Beatty, is a massive gardener. I was reading this last night, and she's like done some incredible stuff. And then I'm starting to read more. Why do you think people of fame and obviously fortune still love to dig in the dirt?
The same reason we do.
Well, we're not famous or rich.
It doesn't matter. No, that's what I'm saying. The same reason regular people do. It's therapeutic. It feels good. Can be frustrating. And it's got a lot of life lessons in it. And that's why people garden. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor or famous or not famous.
Well, I lost the bet today over under. It was actually that you would be mentioning rain when you got on the air today. So you didn't do it because of a number of things. But today we are going to get some rain. Merry hours, first alert forecast earlier today. AccuWeather, of course, throughout the day. But these winds of change up to maybe 60 miles an hour.
Oh, gosh. You know, when you live in a forest, you hate when the wind gets like that. I didn't even know it, but my neighbor's porch got blown off in that that storm in April. I said, hey, what's going on down there? I see construction. Didn't you see the porch got blown off? I'm like, can you imagine a nosy neighbor like me not noticing that?
Well, imagine if you're in the business of farming where you got to make money because of crops or livestock, and the weather can change on a dime, and it can really upset things.
This, another dry period has been awful. I hope we do get this rain. I don't want the wind. But I'll take the rain. We need it bad. And I've got things to plant. I did a segment on, Pittsburgh Today Live about shrubs and perennials. And I took a boxwood on there. And I'm not the biggest fan of boxwood. It's just kind of like a one-trick pony. But this one is variegated with golden and green foliage. It's called Gold Gem. And that's going in. As soon as the rain hits, I got a flat of pansies, and that all is going to go in, and a big giant thing of Swiss chard. Han has some really nice looking Swiss chard, and so I'm going to put that in if we get the rain. I do have a good story, Rob, instead of all the bad stories of death and falling and everything. And it's just it's one of the reasons that I love what I do. And dealing with this community of gardeners. I was speaking last week out in Crabtree, PA, at Rizzo's Malabar Inn. And I speak out there every once in a while. That place is awesome.
You find some of the coolest places.
I've spoke out there three or four times over, 20 years. And I always love speaking there because the food is so good. Well, someone comes up to me. And she's like, oh, you did a story on us in 2019. And I'm like, oh, I remember. Oh, I'm so glad to see you because she works at the St. Vincent Grist Mill, which is this grist mill run by monks. And she gave me a coffee mug. And it's made out of something, I don't know what they call it, maybe stoneware or something. I loved it. And so for all that time, I've had that coffee cup, and over that time, the St. Vincent Grist Mill logo has worn off. It's just after all those years, and I was just so happy to see her. They had contacted me. It's Kathy and Jean in Unity Township, and they had contacted me about their lawn, and I just sent a message back. I said, we need to talk about this over the phone because there's too much information. And then I thought, and this is when I worked for the Trib, I said, this will be a good story, how to improve your lawn. Well, we just had a nice talk. We just sat for an hour and a half, and I interviewed him, and we talked, and we walked around the lawn, and I gave him some ideas. And that was it. That's the only encounter we had, except for this, 6 years later when I tell her that I love this coffee cup. Fast forward about 3 days, I get a big box from UPS. I'm like, what is this? Yeah, and I start opening it up, and it's got coffee mugs and coffee and granola. Wow. And all this swag from St. Vincent Gristmill and a nice note from her.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's just like, that's the kind of stuff that's why this whole group of gardeners that we have that I get to encounter every day online, they're just so great and they're just so nice. It's wonderful. And real quick, if I could squeeze this in, we had a caller last week about milkweed. As milkweed was overtaking the garden. Well, Cindy texted me and she said that her milkweed started getting too tall, falling over. So in the spring, a bunch of times, several times, she says, she pinches it back and then they grow kind of bushy and only 3 foot tall and has more leaves and more flowers for the monarchs. So I just thought, I just appreciate that too, you know, getting an unsolicited text from somebody who listened to the show and trying to help us out. So it's good stuff. So I do, coming up, have a great guest today. You've heard her before, Nikki Jabor, out of Nova Scotia, Canada. She's a good friend of mine. She works actually at Savvy Gardening with Jessica Walliser, who used to host the show with me. We're going to talk all about extending the season. We're going to talk about planting garlic. We're going to talk about her books. It's going to be a lot of fun. She's an amazing, inspiring garden writer.
She's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, I'm joined again this morning by Nikki Jabor. She is an inspiration for gardeners, a prolific author. I don't know which one of your books is my favorite, Nikki, but I guess I got to know you through The Year-Round Vegetable Gardener. And welcome back to the show and good morning.
Hey, Doug. Thank you for having me back. It's always a treat to start my day with you.
So what's going on in your garden right now? Have you had a frost in Nova Scotia?
We have just had our first frost about 5 or 6 days ago, unfortunately. So the seasons have officially shifted for us. But I mean, you know, it's expected this time of year. It is October. But the challenge for me, you know, this growing season has been the fact that we've had like 2 rains since May. It's been crazy.
Well, that's the same thing that we were up against this year, and that was made the season probably one of the hardest that I've experienced because of all that time spent watering. That was awful.
Yeah.
So with a dry season, and I really want to start off with just the season extending. That's what we talk a lot about on this show, and that's what you and I are kind of kindred spirits about. With all the dry weather, what are you doing in your garden to move forward in planting your cool weather crops?
Yeah, super challenging for sure. But in early September, which seems forever ago at this point, we had finally a rain, about 30 mils. So, you know, just over an inch, which was extremely welcome. So it gave the soil a nice deep saturation for literally the first time in months. And that allowed me to really transplant seedlings, direct sow many cool season greens. You know, I made sure all the cold frames were open, every bed was uncovered, just so the rain can really give the ground a thorough soaking. Because, you know, Doug, as well as I, you know, you can water all you want, but Mother Nature does a far better job of saturating the soil. So it's really nice to get that deep soak.
So do you start your cool weather plants from seed, like in the summer, or are you buying plants somewhere?
I'm not buying plants because it is impossible to buy fresh seedlings in summer here, whether you're looking for broccoli or cabbage or cauliflower, things like that. I have to either grow them myself. So I do keep my grow lights going. Usually by early mid-July, I'm starting the seedlings for the cabbages and the cold weather, you know, brassica cousins to go into my garden. And they'll be plugged into the garden usually around, you know, mid-August. You know, I'm just starting now to harvest some of those beautiful cabbages and cauliflowers. There's some purple ones up there now as well. But I also do direct seed a lot of things. Leaf lettuce, you know, mesglin mixes, arugula, the things that don't transplant well, spinach, you know, bok choy. I do direct seed and they come along quite well. But starting things indoors, you know, especially when you've got a challenging season like this one being so dry, it allows me to control, you know, the quality of those seedlings so that I don't have to worry to be spot watering up there every single day to make sure those little seedlings are getting the moisture they need. It's so much easier under grow lights to control the environment. So that is a benefit, you know, when you have a challenging season. But of course, I do have lots of things scattered up there. Root crops, of course, need to be direct seeded as well. So there's carrots and daikon radishes and turnips and just lots of lovely little root veggies coming too.
Well, I know from our past interviews that your family loves those carrots in the winter.
Candy carrots. I've started picking them only because, well, I love them so much. So I do have a whole bed up there of our candy carrots, which is mostly Napoli, my favorite variety for winter, because it just has more sugars and it gets even sweeter as the season goes on. And it's excellent for cold tolerance. So it's a fantastic carrot if you do want to extend the season. And I mean, if you didn't plant carrots dedicated for winter harvesting, but you still have some in your garden, you know, they should still be okay to deep mulch and harvest throughout the winter months. Sometimes if they're very mature, they can get a little woody. But, you know, for the most part, you certainly can still do that. But I do plant carrots on August 1st. That's my date. You know, August 1st is when I plant carrots here in Nova Scotia, zone 6, to make sure that they're the perfect size by the time, you know, the day length shrinks to less than 10 hours a day, which will be in about 2 weeks from now. So I want to make sure that they're the right size, and then I can pile some shredded leaves or straw on top of those carrots or close up the cold frame and harvest them all winter long.
I know we've talked about it before, but how did this begin for you? What was the epiphany to continue to plant into the winter?
I think curiosity is probably the biggest thing. You know, going up to the garden to plant garlic in like late October and realizing, even though I hadn't been up there in a couple of weeks, because traditionally I grew up with one of those May to September gardens. That's what we grew in Nova Scotia. And when the first frost came, which again, when I was younger, it used to be in September, then the garden was done. You know, that was it, no more. But going up in late October and realizing, hey, some of these things are still doing quite well, whether it's the root crops. But for me, it was a patch of arugula, and it was thriving in late October after many frosts, you know, unprotected. So I tossed a row cover over top, and we harvested that until Christmas. And then it kind of got me thinking, well, if arugula is hardy enough, you know, there's got to be some other types of vegetables that are. And I started reading and researching. And I mean, so much season extension has been done by, you know, people across Europe and the UK. You know, there's a lot of information out there. It was harder, you know, 30 years ago to find seeds for some of these cold tolerant vegetables like mustards and mizunas and Asian greens. But my goodness, now it's so easy to source seeds for all of these different types of vegetables. So no excuses. We should all be season extending.
When you're starting things from seed indoors, how big is that operation? How many flats can you do?
I mean, you know, in spring, you know, it seems like, Doug, every year somehow my grow lights, you know, double. I don't know how it happens. I accidentally add a new one, it seems, every year. So in the basement, I do have my old 20-year-plus-old DIY setup of like an old wooden shelf we built. It has 8 old grow lights on it that still work fantastically. I replace the bulbs every 2 years, just inexpensive fluorescent tubes, and it works great for growing seedlings. So I still do that. So that's, I can fit, I think, 16 flats under there. And then maybe like 8 or 9 years ago, I did buy an LED 3-tier setup. There was one on a really good deal. So I bought that and I can fit 8 flats under that. And then I have another LED one upstairs, which can fit about 5 flats. And then I have a bunch of tabletop models. I mean, partly it's if I see a new model out, I want to know if it's good, you know, so I can recommend it to gardeners or not. I don't want to talk about products I haven't tested myself. So I have probably 6 tabletop models as well. And I set them up, you know, and I use them all the time. And you know, when you're only starting a flat or two, because I'm not starting like 10 flats in July, I maybe have 2 flats of assorted brassicas, you know, some greens, some other things to plug into my garden, even in midsummer, even more zinnias for cutting or sunflowers. So I'm always growing new things, fresh basil. You know how much, I know how much you love basil. You know how much I love basil, Doug. So maybe in summer, I've got 2 grow lights going at the time, you know, just 2 tabletops growing. I can tuck them in a out of the way corner in the house, and it's very convenient, and it just lets me produce high quality seedlings to plug into my garden.
We are talking with Nikki Jabor. She's one of my favorite garden communicators. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about extending the season. I want a long list of everything you're growing and how long you're harvesting when we come back. Thanks, Nikki.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, 10th caller wins a gift certificate from Janoski's Pumpkin Land, hours away, for a Sunday fun day. But if you are the 10th caller, 412-922-1020, you want a $25 gift certificate from the good folks at Janoski's.
We're back with Nikki Jabor. She is a prolific author out of Nova Scotia, Canada. We've been friends for a long time. We are kindred spirits in many ways in the garden, but especially for extending the season. And when we took the break, Nikki, you were talking about starting from seed. So tell me what's in the garden now. What do you have planted? Is there anything else left to plant, or is everything planted when we get this far into the season?
Oh, I'm asking myself that question too, Doug, because it is too late now in terms of day length hours for me to establish a new crop, but I have just enough time now. And, you know, mid late October where I can plant seeds for a cold hardy green, like arugula or spinach, and then they'll sprout. And then I can cover it with a mini hoop tunnel or use a cold frame or plant in my greenhouse, and they'll overwinter. And then once February rolls around and we have increased day length again, they'll start to grow so then I can get an extra early crop. So yes, I will still plant some more hardy greens, probably in my greenhouse, because the cold frames are full. And, you know, I don't want to set up any more mini hoop tunnels. I've got enough up there right now in the garden. So that's probably what I'll do, the greenhouse. But right now there's cabbage, four different varieties. There is, you know, purple cauliflower. You know, I've got some broccolis, some miniature type broccolis, which are so delicious. You know, I've been trying varieties from Johnny, so I always test some of those to see how they do here in my garden. You know, I've got scallions and leeks. And have you grown garlic yet, Doug? Because to me, that's the perfect crop for you. G-A-R-L-E-E-K.
I don't know what it is.
It's from Seven Seeds out of New York. And it's basically a cross between leeks and garlic. So it looks like a leek, but it has the flavor of garlic. And I like to grill it or make soup with it or roast it in the oven. And it is so delicious. So we got to get you some seeds for garlic, Doug. It is so good.
And how long does it take to come to fruition? And when do you plant it?
I plant that in spring. Like, so with my other onions and alliums and leeks and such, I start them usually indoors in late February. And then they go in the garden, usually late April, early May. And I mean, I do pick a few during the growing season, but they're, you know, maybe like 3/4 of an inch across in diameter. But now they're like a nice 1.5 inch in diameter. So they're perfect. Just like the leeks. And then again, they look the same as leeks, but they have that lovely mild to medium garlic flavor, which is so nice. And I know how much you love that.
Oh, I do. Everyone, I love garlic. And I know that you plant garlic too. And you plant a lot of garlic, right?
I do. I plant usually around 400 to 500 heads of garlic, and I'm trying to think this year how much I should grow. There's definitely more challenges I find growing garlic. I don't know if you have leek moth yet, Doug, but it arrived in Nova Scotia about 3 years ago, and that's a pest that does provide a lot of challenge. So I have been growing my garlic, you know, come early spring before, you know, just as the shoots are coming up, before the leek moth emerges, I'm covering with insect netting my beds to help prevent the damage. But I know it's been causing a lot of gardeners problems up here.
And we've had problems down here with something called allium leaf miner. So what garlic used to be one of the easiest things to grow, now we're having some issues. And our spring was so wet that we lost a lot of our garlic. We had a very cool, wet spring, and basil rots and things like that. It just, it was a tough year for garlic, 2 years in a row, actually. Let's talk, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about Savvy Gardening. Tell us about Savvy Gardening.
I believe you might know, or maybe have once maybe met my Savvy Gardening partner, Jessica Wallister. Are you familiar?
Yes. Our old friend, Jessica. I know you work with her and Tara.
And Tara Nolan, who is also in Canada. She's in Ontario, so she's a bit farther away from me too. But yeah, the three of us have been doing Savvy Gardening since 2014. So it's going to be 12 years in 2026. Wow. We'll celebrate our 12th anniversary. And, you know, we welcome millions of gardeners, you know, tens of millions every year, just trying to provide, I mean, you know, Jessica, she's, you know, her mandate is science-based garden information. That, you know, also encourages people to be curious and try new things. So that is exactly what we all try to practice. And it's been probably the most rewarding experience of my professional career, for sure, being able to create something with these incredible gardeners.
And it's stories and videos and all sorts of cool stuff, huh?
Yeah. I mean, even like YouTube, I mean, I feel like we were late to the YouTube, you know, boat, really. We only really started putting up a lot of videos maybe 3 years ago. And now we do it regularly, like on a schedule, lots of videos. And our YouTube, even though, again, we've been late to it, it has grown significantly the past 2 years. We have thousands and thousands of gardeners that watch our videos. And I mean, I love watching some YouTube videos myself on so many different topics, but I want them to be concise. I don't want to watch an hour long video on how to do one simple thing. You know, and so that's what we do. 3 minute videos, 2.5, 3 minute videos, you know, no longer than that, really, to get people all the information they want in bite-sized chunks. So it doesn't take up their entire day.
So back to the garden, this seems like a lot of work. I follow your social media. I see that you're always out in your garden. It is a big garden. Many people this time of the season, they're, especially after a tough season like that, they want to give up. They want to just say, okay, I'm done with my garden. But what do you get out of this extending this season and continuing your garden basically year round in a climate where you shouldn't be able to grow year round?
Yeah. You know, I know people think it's a lot of work, but I should say, yes, it's so much work. I work so hard, but oh my gosh, Doug, I am such a lazy gardener. At this point I'm watering the greenhouse twice a week, and I'm still watering the garden because, again, no rain. But I am pretty hands off. Like, there's, you know, I probably spend less than an hour working in my garden, and there's 30 raised beds, and there's a 14 by 24 foot greenhouse, numerous cold frames. But I don't spend a lot of time working up there. I work in raised beds, which reduces the amount of work, and I have fewer weeds, you know, fewer issues, which has been definitely a game changer in terms of creating a low maintenance space. But the fact that I can provide homegrown organic food every day of the year to my family is what it's all about, you know, especially in winter. You know, there are over 30 vegetables we can harvest throughout the cold months. And I'm in zone 6 now, used to be zone 5, but with global warming, everything's getting a bit warmer. So it's even easier to extend your season now. But, you know, it's so many types of greens, and greens are expensive to buy here. If I go to the supermarket, not only are they like $6 for a little pack, but they come from California. I mean, come on, man, I've traveled so far. I can grow lettuce in the winter here, no problem. Simple cold frame, you can do it too. DIY an inexpensive mini hoop tunnel, very easy. Even if you're growing the hardiest crops, like scallions, like kale, you know, like some of the Asian greens, it's very easy to do. And you'll discover a bunch of new flavors that you like too.
What's the best way for people to reach you, Nikki, to find out what you're doing?
Yeah, savvygardening.com. I'm also active on Instagram and sometimes on Facebook. And of course, Savvy Gardening on YouTube as well. And my books are available in any bookstores as well as online, whatever people like to get their books. But please read. Yeah, so many great gardening books out there, including all of yours, Doug. And I have all of them on my bookshelf, and they get used a lot.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Well, Nikki, it's always great to reconnect with you and talk to you. You are really, truly an inspiration for gardeners. And I don't believe that you don't work hard in that garden. All the information about Nikki is also at DougOster.com. So you can just go there and a link right directly to Nikki. Nikki, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it. And love talking to you again.
Thank you, Doug. Can't wait to see you sometime soon. Take care.
All right, one more segment with Doug, and then we'll get ready for some pasta and noodle recipes on the Coons Cooking Hour. Andrew, Instant Access, says, Doug, is it still okay to plant, or is the time come and gone, grass seed?
There's still time, especially with the rain coming. Worst case scenario, it would just kind of sit there and sprout in the spring. But the way our seasons are starting, you'll be fine, just because actually the soil temperature is so high. That's the key. That's why we're planting grass seed in the fall as opposed to in the spring. And I mean, we do it in the spring. We just got to wait till the soil warms up a little bit. But whenever you put grass seed down, you can never let it dry out. And it's interesting too that, you know, when I talked about the Kathy and Jean that I did the story on their lawn, it's all about getting the pH right and the fertility right, and then grass will outgrow everything. But it's so hard to do. Like in Kathy and Jean's situation, they had like, I think maybe 2 acres of lawn, maybe an acre, but it was a lot. And to change that pH on all of that and fertilize all of that, it's daunting. So just getting that pH right. You get a soil test from the Penn State Cooperative Extension. I can't remember what that costs now, $10, $11, something like that. And they'll send you back the info, and then you'll know what your pH is, and they'll tell you how to fix it. You've got a scientific number then that will work. And so, yeah, put your seed down. This week, I've got another free online gardening class for Farm to Table, Buy Fresh, Buy Local. Wednesday at 5 p.m., we're talking all about planting bulbs. You know how much I love planting bulbs. In fact, as I was headed to the studio today, I saw there was 2 big giant boxes down at the bottom of the driveway, and I know what they're filled with. They're filled with 1,000, maybe 1,500 bulbs. I'll have to actually start planting that, but it'll be after the rain. And the same thing with the other things that I have in the back of my truck. I've got a flat of pansies and some Swiss chard. I got some winter boar kale. This is all going to go in when we get some rain, and I just hope to get that. A real quick note on my trip to Poland in June, that's already halfway filled. So if you have any interest of seeing Poland in June with me, all the information's at DougOster.com. Get yourself, like I did, get yourself a flat of pansies, because those pansies, I know it seems like, why are you planting so late in October, because those plants will go minimum at least to Christmas, and you'll have color through Christmas, but they could go all year round depending on what the winter is like. Same with the, you know, the kale certainly will make it through the winter. Let's get a call, Rob.
All right, we got a call. Let's say hi to Susan in the South Hills for Doug Oster on the Organic Gardener. Go ahead, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning to you also, both of you. I have a question. I have a vine that is growing in an area about 20 by 30 feet on my a little bit of a hillside. And it's a vine that it has tentacles that really grow. It looks like a vinca vine, but it's all green. The leaves are the same. It's not variegated, but it's shaped like a vinca vine. And it's growing over my pachycandra. It's growing over, I have a big stone there. It's growing over the base of a fire bush. What can I do?
Can you see where the main stem is? And how steep is the grade?
I don't know what to tell you.
Could you get up there? All I'm saying is, could you get up there if you had to?
Yes.
Okay. You need to find the bottom of that vine and cut it to the ground and continue to cut it to the ground. Maybe cut it to the ground and then put some organic herbicide on that. There's like very high concentrated vinegar that you could put on something like that. And just find the mother plant where it's coming out of the ground and cut that to the ground. That's going to help you a lot. And keep an eye out for it next spring. This continual top cutting for an invasive plant, what we're doing is the top is feeding the bottom. And if we can remove the top and continue to remove the top, it'll starve the bottom. Do you think there's a lot of them up there, or there's just like one big root?
A lot. It just started and it just took over like fire. Last year, we pulled out a great deal of it thinking that would work. Mm. But oh my God, this summer it's just...
You know, if you could just shoot a picture of it and then send me, you can't send a picture, I don't think, now through my website, but if you send me an email through my website, DougOster.com, let's connect that way. Let's see what it is. I can diagnose better by seeing the actual plant and seeing what we're dealing with here, because if it's something like kudzu, oh, that's going to be awful.
I don't think it's kudzu. It has the small leaf. And it's shaped just like a vinca leaf.
Yeah, let me take a look at it, and we'll see what we can figure out. And once we ID the plant, we can take it from there. We'll see how invasive it is. It doesn't sound like whatever we have to do, it's not going to be fun. The way this plant is growing, vining, and since you've been tearing it out. Sounds awful. I wish I had better news for you, but really the only thing
put on it.
Yeah, I mean you could put it like a organic herbicide on there. Like I said, a high concentrate of vinegar, like our regular vinegar, it would work. But some of the organic herbicides have this very high concentration of vinegar. There's clove oils. There's all sorts of stuff that. It's just safer for you, and it's safer for the garden instead of a chemical. And they're going to act in the same exact way. So one of them is called Burnout. The other one's called Avenger. You can find it at any garden center. Just tell them you're looking for an organic herbicide, something to – and you do it after you cut that down. You cut that stuff down, and you put that right on where you cut it down. But if you think about it, just send me a photo – and we'll go from there. We'll do it online. Do it on email, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Listen, Italy and then Poland filling up fast there as well. Tell them about it, then it's time to say goodbye.
Well, I am so thrilled to go see Poland. My wife saw it, I think it was last year, and she just went crazy for it. We're going to be all over the country, into the countryside, seeing some gardens. We're going to see four or five really nice gardens in Poland. And as I said, we're already about halfway through the amount of seeds that we have. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, coming up, it's all about pasta and noodle recipes. You call in with a recipe and you could be taking home a $25 gift certificate from Coons Market, that neighborhood grocer, Coons Market, a Pittsburgh tradition.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.